Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
If you've been waiting to upgrade your mattress, this is your time. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Mattress Warehouse. Save up to 65% on best-selling mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Purple, Casper, and more. With 0% interest financing and free next-day delivery and setup, Mattress Warehouse makes it easy. And with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. Don't miss the semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Mattress Warehouse.
Cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers we face today. Yet more than 13,000 women will be diagnosed in 2026, and over 4,000 will lose their lives. Many of these cases happen because screening wasn't done in time. Even with the HPV vaccination, regular screening is still essential. More than half of new cervical cancer cases occur in women who have never or rarely been screened. At LabCorp, we're here to support those conversations and prevention. Visit our women's health page on LabCorp.com.
Where Milford comes first for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is Lee Goldstein in studio at 203-333-9422. Lee is the current sitting chair of the Board of Education in Westport, Connecticut. And I think it's fair to say she's had to mix it up quite a bit because there's nothing more passionate that people feel about in their local school districts than their own education and when it comes to their kids. And Lee has decided that she would like to move on to leadership in Hartford by becoming the next state representative because Jonathan Steinberg has decided that he's not going to run any longer. So Lee Goldstein, hello and welcome.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thank you for having
me.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure. We're going to have some fun.
Okay.
So first question, obvious question, what made you decide to run?
Oh, okay. I came to that decision through my work leading our public schools, chairing the Board of Ed. I've been responsible over the past several years for long-term planning, complex budgets, even more complex capital programs, not as an observer, but like you said, really mixing
it up.
Yeah,
what kind of budget in general, give us an idea more or less.
Our budget for next year is $156
million. Big money.
Big money.
Yeah.
It's a substantial percentage of the town budget. Every year since I've been chair, our budgets have been passed unanimously without any drama by our funding bodies, the Board of Finance and the RTM. I'm very proud of that. That takes a lot of collaboration.
Yeah.
And pre-work.
And what about the collaboration on the Board of Ed itself? Do you tend to vote mostly unanimously or is it very partisan? Like, how's it working?
It is. We vote almost always unanimously, with one or two sometimes exceptions. When I first ran 6 years ago, I don't think you would have known who was a Republican and who was a Democrat.
And that's the way it was when I was on the P&Z years ago, too.
Right. But within a year, that changed. National politics started. The culture wars came to the Board of Ed.
Did they really?
You didn't see them?
Yeah, of course.
We had criticisms of our equity work. Mm. We had a book banning controversy. I was called a Marxist and a communist and a Nazi and a child pornographer. So it has been contentious in mixing it up.
But you stayed with it.
I stay with it because it is, I think I'm doing, and going back to why I want to go to Hartford now. So how do you get things done? How do you do good work? And what I've learned is you bring people together, you build relationships, you work very intentionally, and you get to great results. So that's kind of a formula. Build relationships, work hard, get results.
So Lee Goldstein, let me ask you about some of the things that we follow that Hartford does. And I would love to know how you think about them and how you might vote on these kinds of issues.
Okay.
So one of the big ones is housing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big housing bill that passed, and then the governor vetoed it, and mm-hmm. he got some pushback from some members of his party. Not all. Some members of his party were happy about it.
Right.
Generally speaking, did you follow that?
That was last session's mm-hmm. vote on 5002.
Yes.
8002, and it became 5002. I supported the governor's veto.
You did?
Yeah. But I think when we talk about it now, that was highly negotiated. Connecticut needs housing. Westport needs housing.
But what kind of housing?
Well, that's the question. And I think what we need to do now is stop relitigating that particular bill and work within it. I think it is very fair to have concerns, but what we need to do now is plan. There's an opportunity to plan regionally and go from planning to implementation.
So do you think that Westport should and other towns should delegate some of their local zoning authority to planning more regionally? Do you think that's in the interest of the towns?
I'm not sure. It's not delegating. We're part of WestCOG, the Western Council of Governments. Mm-hmm. So it would be all the mayors and the first select boards working together.
But it isn't the zoning.
But you
authority.
Don't need to. Well, already our zoning is somewhat changed because of this law. We have as of right conversion of commercial to
Do you
housing.
Like that? Do you think that's a good thing, or you think we should change it back to what it was?
I don't think it's perfect, but I don't think we're going back at this point. I think at this point we need to look throughout Westport and look at where we can build more housing. Look, I would like for someday my daughters to be able to come back and buy a house in Westport.
And you don't think they could?
At $2.3 million as the average house, one's in science and one's in art history, probably not.
I mean, someone's buying those houses. It's interesting to find out who, but someone is buying those houses.
I would like one day to be able to buy a smaller house for less mm-hmm. money, and we can't do that. So can our seniors age in place? Can our adult children come back home? Can people who work in town? Look, we have a lot of teachers. Almost none of our faculty live in Westport. So I think that housing drives the economy. And I think we're going to need to look at neighborhoods and see what neighborhoods might be, not neighborhoods, but along train stations, along Route 1 probably, and see what can support housing. I think what's more concerning, we're not looking to go back. The new legislation being bandied about now, being deliberated, is more concerning to me.
You mean the one that says you can't build on more than 1/10 of an acre, SB 151, that one?
That one,
well, it's
yes.
sort of ridiculous
well,
that
I
it even
think,
got this far.
First of all, I don't think it's good. It doesn't honor our neighborhoods and what we need in town. But I think worse almost is that we want a plan. I'm saying let's not be recalcitrant. Let's not be obstructionist. Let's go forward with the law you just passed 5 minutes ago. Now to start with kind of preemptive zoning, it's chaotic. It's whiplash inducing. And even worse, it exacerbates what I see as the wariness and mistrust between suburbs and cities and Fairfield County and the rest of the state, when we should be identifying common goals and working together toward them.
We're chatting with Lee Goldstein, 203-333-9422. Lee is vying for the Democratic nomination. Matt Mandel has already also said that he would like it. And so those are the only two people I know of so far that are going to be as Democrats. I have no idea who the Republican will be, but there is a vacancy because Jonathan Steinberg has decided he is not running again for this seat. And I believe it's only for Westport. Is that right, Lee?
It is. It's an interesting seat. There's not that many districts. It's wholly contained within Westport, minus essentially Old Hill, minus District
Right,
2.
Which Dominic Johnson mm-hmm. is representing. Right. So it's most of Westport, but it isn't any other town as well.
No other town. So it's a nice yeah. one-to-one yeah. relationship
oh, yeah.
with your constituents.
Oh, for sure. How long have you lived in Westport?
I've lived in Westport since 2013. I grew up in Norwalk.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You're a Connecticut girl.
I am. I went to Norwalk High School.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I came here in 89, but I was a transplant from Long Island. I ran to Connecticut because it was so much prettier than Long Island. And one of the first things I did was get an RP&Z at the age of 30. Everyone else was like over 60. It was me and everybody else.
Talk about a contentious, mixing it up kind of
but
position.
I really always care deeply about zoning because I saw what happened to Long Island.
Mm.
I saw how on every different corner, you could have all of a sudden a commercial building or something completely out of whack. And over time, how it ruined the visual beauty of the neighborhood.
And we all love Westport. And
yeah.
We want to preserve what's
and we
want to
preserve what's beautiful about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everyone feels that way about their own town. That's why they choose their own town.
Right.
I really do. Okay, one of the other things, Lee Goldstein, that's coming up a lot is health insurance. And there is this new proposal, and I don't know much about it in the specifics of it, but there were these proposals floated from time to time, and Sean Scanlon comes on our show once a month, and he's been advocating that more people in Connecticut, more businesses in Connecticut, should be able to opt in to the plan that covers the state employees of Connecticut. There's a lot of pushback because, as you know, Connecticut is driven by our insurance lobby to some extent,
mm-hmm.
right? We are, and they don't like it.
I know.
Cigna, Aetna, they don't like it because, you know, it could cut into their bottom line.
Right.
How do you feel in general about access to health insurance? And do you think we're doing well enough the way we are? The status quo is good? Or do you think we need to make some changes?
I don't know this specific bill. I've seen it. I will say this. As chair of the Board of Ed, a huge cost we have that we cannot control is health insurance. We are in the state partnership. And since I've been on the board, before I got on the board, we were self-insured.
Is that right?
Yes. The town is self-insured.
Okay.
Before we got on the board, when I got on the board, we were in the state partnership. We went to private. We went back to the state partnership.
Interesting.
Which we are in now. Every few years, we have a working group with members of Board of Finance, members of RTM, and we review whether it's a good time to go back to private or go back to self-insured. And there's reasons for any of them.
Yeah.
But we have stayed with the state partnership.
Is the state partnership, does that mean you have the same benefits and pay the state premiums that state employees do? Is that what
yes,
that means?
Yes, plus 1% because we're in Fairfield County.
Oh.
It is a very...
Naturally.
Actually. It is a very... good program. Our faculty and staff.
They like it.
They like it.
I'm in it as a probate judge. I have no qualms with it. It's not that cheap. People think it's that cheap. It's not that cheap, but it's good.
And our premium this year went up 15%.
Yep.
That's high.
Mm-hmm.
That is about consistent with what private went
yes.
up. I'm on a listserv with other board chairs and it's consistent, but it's not in our control.
Mm.
So it is an area of our budget that without our health insurance increase, we would have been at 3% increase, which is very reasonable.
Yeah. You're saying it falls on the taxpayers. It ultimately has to. That's really what happens.
It does.
Yeah.
But if we were in private, it would fall on the taxpayers.
No,
too.
I understand. It's a cost of doing business. You have to give health insurance to your employees in schools. I understand
right.
that.
Yeah. And look, my husband is a small business owner, and it would be great to be able for him to be able to
buy into a larger group. Yeah. We're chatting with Lee Goldstein. We'll be right back. 203-333-9422. Stick around.
For more of Lisa Wexler's opinions, listen to her daily podcast. Back to the News and Talk. Thanks to Smart MLS. Smart Sellers Ask. Is my home on Smart MLS? The voice of Connecticut. WICC 695.9. It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
We're back with Lee Goldstein, who is running for the Democratic nomination to become the Democrats' choice to replace Jonathan Steinberg, who is resigning after, I think, 12 years, maybe? Something like that?
I think more than that.
Maybe more than that. And this is a state rep seat that represents Westport. 203-333-9422. If you've got a question or a comment, Lee is here, and she'd love to answer it.
Yep.
So, Lee... let me ask you this. What is the secret to winning elections? Because you've won quite a few.
I thank you for asking that. The secret. I've been a top vote getter in my election. What is the secret? I am very serious. I am very hardworking. I knock on 1,000 doors and talk to voters. And that part is not just about getting votes. That is about governing, because how else do you know what people care about? And that's a really strong and great opportunity to listen to people.
I find that too. Oh, you do.
It would have never occurred to you. People tell me it's too hard at Greens Farm School to find the library. That, talk about low-hanging fruit. That's an easy thing to address. So I love doing that. And
I learned a lot from knocking on doors. I remember, so I'm your probate judge, obviously.
I know that.
And I've won 4 elections. I'm going to go for my 5th.
And you got my vote, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And anyway, so this is what this was really, you know, you talk about things. I had a realtor stop me in the hallway once and say to me, if you become judge, you have to change something. I'm like, what do I have to change? Like, what is it? When real estate goes into estates, we never see them as realtors. It's like they go into this black hole and they never come out.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Mattress Warehouse. Save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. With our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit mattresswarehouse.com.
I'm like, really? What's that about? She said, I don't know, but I'd like you to find out when you're judge. One of the first things I did, Lee, is I changed everything.
Wow.
I changed everything. So now, when there's real estate, so
is that Westport specific or all of Connecticut?
Every judge does everything their own way, right? Mm. A little bit, right? So there's a lot of uniformity, but to some extent, people can do things with their own way. So the vast majority of real estate that is owned by estates, probate judges never see, because wills allow executors to sell real estate. It's all in the will.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have anything to do with it, I don't have anything to do with it. However, there are a lot of times where executors and administrators, who are people that are appointed by the court because there is no will or the executor died, all kind of things happen where the original person is no longer the executor. They do need probate court approval to sell a house. So it's very easy now. It's a whole new way of doing things. It's not new anymore because I've been judge for a while. But it has to be listed on the MLS. I have to have a public open house and a broker's open house. I have to see everything. And only then does it get approved. I don't allow any private sales.
You must be proud of that.
I am very proud of that.
You should be.
Because in Westport and in Weston, which are my two towns, the only way you know fair market value is by showing it to the public.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says. They all offer them. They'll offer an executor, I'll skip my commission and I'm giving you the best price. But that's not true in our community.
Right. I understand.
In our community, the only way you know the best price is by exhibiting it to the market. So you're right. You learn a lot when you knock on doors and when you campaign.
Right. And the other thing I do, you will only see a positive campaign. We are shiny, happy people. Mm-hmm. And I think people respond to that.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's not good to go negative. They say it is, but it really never feels good.
It doesn't feel good. And it's not my personality. It's not my character.
So tell me, Lee Goldstein, before you became the chair of the Board of Ed, tell me about your life. You're married, you have children, you live in Westport, you grew up in Norwalk. Tell us about you.
Yep, I grew up in Norwalk. I went to Yale.
Oh, wow. That's fancy schmancy. But more Connecticut. A lot of Connecticut there.
A lot of Connecticut. Wow. I moved to New York. I was a writer-editor. And
really?
Then I worked for New York City Child Welfare. I was a supervisor investigating fatalities and sex abuse in foster homes and daycare centers throughout all 5 boroughs.
Come on.
Yep. And
oh my God, what you must have seen.
What I saw, yes. That was a rough job.
That's scarring.
You know, what was hard about that job is that no matter what was happening, when you saw a really little one, every kid's the same. Curious, funny, adventuresome. But by the time you saw a kid who had suffered so much trauma and degradation, by a certain age, it felt harder to reach that child. So I know how important it is, how important early childhood is, how important it is to ensure that our children are safe and happy. and curious and keep that adventurous spirit. But yes, it was a hard job. And then for a long time, I was a writer-editor. I became a high school teacher.
Did you? What'd you teach?
I taught high school English in Stamford, Connecticut.
Wow. I come from teachers. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt, they were all New York City public school teachers.
My mother was in New York City and then Cleveland and then Norwalk, Connecticut teacher. And going back to housing a little bit, my mother taught in Norwalk. We grew up in Norwalk, and it was really nice to be anywhere. And Mrs. Goldstein. That's nice to be able to have teachers live in your community.
Sure.
So that's what I grew up with.
Yeah. And how many children do you have?
I have two daughters, both proud Staples graduates. One is 23. She just graduated Amherst College. She's working in a lab researching tuberculosis therapeutics. She wants to get her PhD in microbiology.
That's cool.
And my little one is 20. She's a junior at Vassar, but this term she's in Peru studying art history, anthropology, and Spanish.
Wow.
She's studying Quechua language.
How interesting.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my kids are great.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, it's great to like
I have a nice
children.
Husband and a beautiful dog.
Yeah, what's the name of your dog?
Rita. She's a Doberman.
A Doberman?
Yep.
I'm afraid of Dobermans.
Oh, no. You wouldn't. I'll show you a picture
really?
When we break.
Why a Doberman?
My husband has always had Dobermans. They are so gentle.
Gentle?
Loving,
they scare
playful.
Me.
No, no.
Okay.
All right,
I'll have to get rid of that prejudice. I'm scared of Dobermans, I have
she
to say.
She has floppy ears, so
really?
She doesn't look that threatening.
We're chatting with Lee Goldstein, 203-333-9422. It's very nice to get to know you as a person. You know, as I'm thinking about your background, one of the big controversial topics right now that C.C. Marr is trying to promote is this bill with respect to DCF, but also homeschooling.
Oh,
have you been
few,
following this?
So there's a few homeschooling bills, and I'll say this.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Mattress Warehouse. Save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. With our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit mattresswarehouse.com.
Cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers we face today. Yet more than 13,000 women will be diagnosed in 2026, and over 4,000 will lose their lives. Many of these cases happen because screening wasn't done in time. Even with the HPV vaccination, regular screening is still essential. More than half of new cervical cancer cases occur in women who have never or rarely been screened. At LabCorp, we're here to support those conversations and prevention. Visit our women's health page on LabCorp.com.
Parents have the right to homeschool. Absolutely. In Connecticut, there are fewer regulations and accountability around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so opposed to that. And this is no criticism of CC. I do wonder whether the bill, the homeschooling bill, would address the issues that they're talking about. That would that help that little girl Mimi?
It would not have.
Would it have
it
helped
could not have.
That man? In, so I don't know that the bill is addressing the issue. The other thing, and there are a couple bills, one coming out of the Education Committee, and you don't see this in the headlines. It demands that if you homeschool your child, the local public school has to offer two classes to that kid. So you could
really?
Homeschool your kid and you say, oh, but I want them to take Mandarin and pottery at Staples High School. That's chaotic. It's an unfunded mandate. This is the way. And you ask, why do I want to go to Hartford?
Yeah.
I want to work collaboratively in partnership, but I also have an experience with the ways that some of these state policies, mandates, and laws land on our public institutions and towns that that aren't what they anticipated.
That's very interestingly. And there's something else about this bill that I think is not enough known. And I asked CC about it, and she honestly said to me, well, I didn't know that, and we have to work it out. But one of the things it does is it requires DCF to essentially report back to the school if they have a case on someone, Well, you know, if you were in that world, how confidential these files are.
It's confidential, and also when a case is closed or unfounded,
that's what I said.
They're expunged.
They're expunged.
So
that's
this
exactly
is why
what I said
I'm
to
not
CeCe.
Sure. And again, I wouldn't approach it by saying no, but I would approach it by asking more questions because I'm not sure.
Lee Goldstein.
Music.
Right. It's a pleasure to get to know you.
Thank you.
Good luck on
it
the campaign trail.
Anytime.
I'm so glad you came
I'd
by.
I'd love to come back anytime.
Of course.
Thank you.
We're
going to
take some pictures. Sam Nestor coming up next. We'll be right back.
Oh, cool.
Big savings are here. During the semi-annual warehouse clearance event, save up to 65%, take up to $1,000 off, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Hurry, clearance deals won't last. Mattress Warehouse.
Cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers we face today. Yet more than 13,000 women will be diagnosed in 2026, and over 4,000 will lose their lives. Many of these cases happen because screening wasn't done in time. Even with the HPV vaccination, regular screening is still essential. More than half of new cervical cancer cases occur in women who have never or rarely been screened. At LabCorp, we're here to support those conversations and prevention. Visit our women's health page on LabCorp.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.